Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's July 2015. The demand for energy in the United States is expected to keep growing in the coming decades. The Department of Energy considers nuclear energy to be an option to help meet this increased demand without producing air pollution. A team led by Tim Parsons, GAO's chief scientist, recently conducted a technology assessment of some new classes of nuclear reactors under development. GAO's Jacques Arsenault sat down with Tim to talk about what they found.
Can you talk a bit about the current state of nuclear energy in the U.S. and where it's projected to go?
The current U.S. fleet of nuclear reactors that are operational are just under 100, and they provide about 20% of our electricity currently. Projecting out into the years like 2030, they're projected to decrease to about 16% on that. Their licensing and the age of the fleet, I think, is one of the key issues. They're set to expire in the early 2030s, which sounds like a long way out, and even more so, they're possibly able to be extended by another two decades. But even so, that's still, because of the time it takes to license and work reactors through safety and operational testing and things like that, it does take many decades. And so it still is, in some sense, a critical time to be considering these questions.
So then how are these new reactors different, and what are some of their potential benefits?
So we looked at two classes of these reactors. One were called the small modular reactors. They were based upon Navy nuclear technology, you know, reactors that run the Navy nuclear fleet. And so they're important because of their size and modularity. In the advanced reactor space, the second class we looked at, there were a group that work at higher temperatures, so they actually have they're more efficient at converting heat into electricity. And then there's even a third class where it's a different type of neutrons that are used called fast neutrons. They don't use moderators in the reactors. But they're important because they can more efficiently use fuel and then have less nuclear waste, presumably, and that's, of course, an important issue, as always in nuclear energy conversations.
Now, when people think about nuclear energy, I know people may think about disasters like Three Mile Island or Fukushima. Are there concerns about the safety of these new types of reactors?
Yeah, reactor design, engineering, the licensing, construction, and operation always invoke a concern about safety. It's nuclear, after all. But the good news is we have a strong and capable regulator in terms of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. It's a very good institution. And the good news from the Three Mile Island case is that we've learned a lot about reactor safety and engineered those things to not make those mistakes again. That was from the late 70s, that event. And then even more recently in the Fukushima event, there already have been systems that exert what are called passive safety systems that, had they been in place at Fukushima, would not have been the crisis that it became. So that's a technology here in the now. It's being deployed in the now, and that's a good news story.
Can you talk a bit about what other challenges the Department of Energy, as well as reactor engineers, will face in developing these new reactors?
Right. So for both SMRs and advanced systems, proving out the safety basis and the expected cost savings are the key two things that they need to address. It's just the extent to which that needs to be done. In the case of small modular reactors, they operate on – they're really what are evolutionary concept. They're growing based upon the current reactor designs, albeit with these newer passive safety systems and proposed reduced costs. And so they're just, in one sense, incremental, and that's important because they don't hold the same risk as the advanced reactors do. And so there's a lot more work, I think, in the advanced systems, but again, proving out safety – cost and operational performance are all the same. It's just a greater or lesser extent.
Finally, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line is that SMRs and advanced reactors, although they indeed face remaining challenges in proving out their performance, their safety, their economics, they do hold particular promise in the context of increasing energy demand here in the U.S., as well as the need for a diversified energy mix, to satisfy the need for energy security. And certainly there are environmental considerations that are at play in this case. So the key question is, as a nation, do we want to have a non-nuclear future with just renewables and fossil, or do we want this in our energy mix to potentially take risk out of just being too dependent on any one of those remaining two areas.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.